Word Desk by Jesse, Deidre, and Sam. Did you know that from January 26th to February 1st of this year, death was more searched than life? And throughout the past year, weird death has been more searched than regular death? Well, statistics like these show that humans have a morbid fascination with death.
Back in 2013, a Brazilian man was sleeping with his wife when all of a sudden a cow fell through his roof and killed him. This man was Juan Maria de Souza, 45, and the cow was believed to have escaped from a nearby farm and climbed onto the roof of the couple's house, which backs into a steep hill. Juan's wife was also in bed at the time, but luckily the bovine narrowly missed her. Fun fact, you're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark.
Alex Mitchell was a bricklayer who lived in Kingsland, England. It was March 24th, 1975. Alex Mitchell was watching an episode of The Goodies. If you don't know what The Goodies is, it is a British comedy show that is like The Three Stooges. The Goodies was Alex Mitchell's favorite TV show. He started laughing at the beginning of the episode, and he didn't stop laughing until the very end. When you are laughing, your pectoral muscles start to heave up and down because you are gasping for air. After 6 minutes of laughing, your heart rate doubles, and it doubles its normal pace, and your blood is starting to become deoxygenated. So at this point, Alex Mitchell's body was starting to shut down because he was trying to find more oxygen. After 15 minutes of continuous laughter, your lungs are seriously deprived of oxygen to the point where you would normally stop laughing and gasp for air. At the 20-minute mark is when it becomes deadly. Your body has been deprived of oxygen for way too long. In Alex Mitchell's case, his body was shutting down big time, and his heart was beating way too fast for way too long. Doctors don't actually know what Alex Mitchell died of. Some ways that he could have died would have been a heart attack, stroke, or asphyxiation. Next time you laugh too hard, this could be what happens.
The Radium Girls were a group of girls who worked in factories during World War I. They painted glow-in-the-dark finishes on the dials of watches during the early 1920s. The glow-in-the-dark finish they used was called radium luminescent paint that contained a form of radium. The girls that worked in this factory were told by their employers to lick their paint brushes to give them a fine tip finish to the dials of the watches. As you could assume, this means these girls were ingesting deadly amounts of radium every day. Most of these girls suffered deadly side effects, and some died from it as well. One girl experienced narcosis of the jaw, a condition known as radium jaw. Radium jaw is a severe distortion due to brain tumors. Most of the girls experienced similar side effects to hers and did not live long after. Although some did live with lifelong side effects, these cases of radium jaw led to huge discoveries in the radiology world. They drew attention to the public's eye on how radium isn't safe for humans to be around or consume. After their company being sued for the horrific side effects of radium, this helped lead to the ban of radium being used.